Morning, church. How are we all doing? Excellent. A bit of audience participation. Thank you. Get the words in straight away. So I'm going to be looking for a little bit more of that today. We are here at part five in our series, Shift the Dial. Today we are doing Seek the Nudge. And over the last few weeks, we've been talking about shifting that dial, raising the spiritual temperature of our lives and of our church. We've been through All In, Word First, Choosing Grace and Staying Curious. We're not looking to add something new, but we are looking to turn up what's already there. We're looking to go deeper so that we can go further. And today we're looking to turn the dial in a specific way, because it's one thing to believe that God is near. It's another thing to actually recognise when he is moving. But not just that, not just see when he's moving, but to respond to it radically when he nudges. So today isn't just about hearing God. It's about becoming a people who don't just notice the nudge, but who actually respond in the moment. I spent a little bit of time. I've created an actual slide deck this time. I know, being a grown-up. And there's even some handouts for you guys as well. There is space on those handouts. I should warn you that normally when I'm doing this, I'm doing it with the youth. So as I said, I will be expecting some audience participation. You will have to get involved. It's okay. I will be gentle, mostly. But the handouts, they are there for you to use. There is space in those. You'll see that the handouts have some large open spaces. It's not just because I was being lazy. A little bit of that, but mostly it's because I want you to this morning have permission to be distracted. It's not often that someone's going to stand here and say that as they're speaking, but I want you to have permission to be distracted. If you feel the nudge, if you feel God talking to you, I want you to put me in the background, turn me down, and go with where God is taking you. He definitely has things to say to you all this morning. I hope to facilitate it, but if I'm in the way, I'm more than happy to step out of the way and let you go with God and what he's doing. But if we are going to be distracted, I want it to be a God-leaning distraction. So please, again, talking to the youth on a regular basis, youth, and other people if you need to, can you please make sure that your phones are on silent, that you are in aeroplane mode, you can still access your Bible, just stops those distractions coming through. Because distraction is natural, especially in our modern world. We are taught to crave distraction like no other time. Like me this week, making my AI image, spending slightly too long making AI images this week. For my PowerPoint presentation, to be clear, the dial shifts when we respond to the nudge. So, audience participation. This week, the youth have helped me with this, so thank you guys for it. And I need to thank Pete as well, because we've created a video. The video is inspired by Daniel Simons. If you've seen it before, please don't tell everyone what is happening in the video. Keep it to yourself. You won't have seen this one, but you might have seen a different version. Anyone listening to us on podcast or watching it on YouTube, now is the time to pause, go and do a quick Google search and find the video, because you won't be able to see our version because it's our youth. It's only about 90 seconds, the video that you're looking for. You just need to Google Daniel Simons basketball experiment, and it'll be one of the first ones that come up. And all that I'm going to ask you guys to do is pay attention. I want you to count how many times you see the white team pass the ball. So Neil, if you could play that first video for me. Excellent. So, audience participation. Hands up if you got 8 counts. Hands up if you got 9, 10, 11. Did anyone get as many as 12? Are we counting Dexter dropping the ball? I am. I think there was 12 in there. Who's seen a version of this before? If you've seen it before, put your hands up. Okay, you guys are not allowed to answer any more questions. Shh. Thank you. If you haven't seen it before, did anyone notice anything unusual If you did, please raise your hands for me. Okay, one or two hands, but not many. Interesting. What did you see, Paul? Yes, there is a gorilla bang smack in the middle of the screen. Yes, that's the response I was looking for, thank you. Okay, Neil, if you can play the second one just to show everyone that I'm not lying. Oh, there he is. Alex walking across the screen, gets a little hug, gets a high five, even gets banged on the head by a ball in a second, bangs his chest in the middle of the screen. And nobody sees it. Now, there's no deep theology in this. This is just an illustration. But the illustration is there to prove something to us, to actually bring your attention to something. The experiment shows something really important. It is possible to be looking and still not see what's right in front of you. Bang smack in the middle of the screen, beating his chest, looking for your attention. Because what you focus on determines what you notice. Sometimes the gorilla is in the room. We're looking, but we don't see it. The gorilla could be in the room right now. In fact, there is a gorilla in the room right now. Literally, there is someone today who is dressed as a gorilla. Has anyone noticed him? Has anyone seen him? There are some nudges here. We're not being subtle. There is a gorilla. Bang smack in the room. Thank you. Thank you, Rowan. Oh. So there's a real risk what I've just done there. The risk is that actually you guys leave today and you go, ah, there was a good thing that happened at church. They did a funny thing with the gorilla. That is not the point. The risk is that you just remember the video. That is not the point. What I want you to remember is that we need to be seeking, not just looking. We need to seek and we need to respond when we have that nudge. I wasn't subtle. There were nudges, but some of you didn't see Rowan until he started drumming. The gorilla banging his chest in the middle of the screen wasn't sin. My belief is that sometimes the Holy Spirit is exactly like that. He's banging his chest in the middle of our lives, center of the screen, but we are looking elsewhere and we're distracted. It's not about whether we are remembering the gorilla. It's whether God is present. Not even that, in fact. It's whether we're distracted or we're paying attention, whether we recognize those nudges and whether we're willing to respond when we do. Because it is possible to look and not see. And spiritually, it's possible to believe all the right things, to know the theology and still miss what God is doing right bang smack in front of us. That's why this matters, because the dial doesn't shift when we look. It shifts when we respond. So, I knew that I was going to be doing this subject. I hadn't got a clue what I was going to be doing on this subject. I just knew that at the time that Jamie went through the list of options available, my heart stirred at this one. So I've been going to God and I've been asking the question, okay, Lord, what would you like me to bring? What would you like me to say? Because frankly, I haven't got a clue. And over time, I found myself coming up with this phrase. Looking is not the same as seeking. It is possible to look and not see. But if we truly seek, we will recognize where God is already moving and we have the opportunity to respond. He is not remote. He is near. That's the question I'm asking God, because it doesn't feel natural to me all the time. There are plenty of times that I have noticed the nudge too late. I've thought back and missed an opportunity. I don't want to